This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I was watching this morning. I think his name is Faizan Zaki. He's a 13-year-old, runner-up last year in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And this year he won it. But it didn't come without adversity. And this kid had quite the personality. I don't know where this takes place. Where does this happen, Limits? Do you know?
I have no idea, but I know it was on Ion.
For a 13-year-old, he was hilarious. And a word came up that he misspelled at first. It began with C-A-M, and he said K-A-M. And as soon as you do that, you're done.
He knew it.
He should have asked, you know, those questions they all asked.
Like, use it in a sentence.
Yeah, spell it phonetic, all that.
The definition.
So this was when he started to gain a little bit of national attention. And the teachers here, not the teachers, the moderators are like your classic sort of mean, old school, Harry Potter-like teachers that we've all had.
Oh,
right?
They want you to fail. They don't want you to win the spelling bee.
They look like mean teachers. They sound like them. It's the ones that all kids rail against, correct?
Yes, they're the ones that are made fun of all the time when you leave the classroom. I'm so happy I just got out of that class.
There's a man who was the moderator, and then a woman who comments on everything that I'm sure makes the kids very angry. But this was Zaki, the 13-year-old, when he got one wrong, thus allowing others back into the competition late in the game.
He'll have a word to spell. If he gets it right, he'll get another word for the championship. If he misses either, those two young men go right back in.
Hi, Faizan. Kamalina.
K-A-M. Oh, okay. Let me think. All the information?
Oh, boy.
Kamalina. Kamalina.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Whatever. Just bring it.
I'm sorry.
He knows he said the wrong first letter once he heard the actual word.
Kamaline is a kind of plant. It's spelled
C-O-M-M-E-L-I-N-A. Yeah.
Okay, so now you know what happens, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So that means
that was
Sarvadya and Sar come right back.
That was the scolding teacher saying, all right, now you know what happens.
Yep, now you know you got to go back to your place because you got the word spelled wrong,
now you
Sonny.
Have to
come
go
on.
Out and sit in the hallway. Yes.
That's that 5 was her. Minutes.
She pointed out the obvious there, and he was like, yeah, whatever. Just ring the bell. That's what he said.
Bell.
He said, yeah, whatever, ring the bell. And then it came to this, Limits. And this word, I won't even try to pronounce, even after hearing it, I won't pronounce this word. But he won it right here.
Hello, Dr. Bailey.
Hi, Faizan. So if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The 100th year.
Now, let's all of us take a deep breath.
Yes.
How about that?
That did not help at all.
Bro.
Then smile.
Well, a certain pacing would help to follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
What does
Unbelievable.
That mean?
And then he dropped to the floor like Kevin Garnett when they won the championship. And his dad called him the goat. His dad called him the goat.
Anything's possible.
Éclaircissement, I guess. I don't know what it was. Is that a type of dessert? I don't know. I don't know what it is, Limits. But it leads to us, who are not nearly as smart as him.
No.
And he's only 13.
I don't even know what any of those two words mean.
Nobody does. I don't. How do you get that word and just know it off the top of your head. There's no way to study the whole dictionary, is there?
No, I mean, I don't know if they do or not, but do they give them like a list of like 2,000 words to study, maybe?
Yeah, but there's endless words in the dictionary,
right?
Including in crinculant.
Right? Is it in the dictionary? Did it make it?
It made it to the Urban Dictionary. I saw it in there.
Ooh.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. So it's you against me, me against you. We've dummied this down to a sports spelling bee. And here's the rules. I'm going to give you a sports name. You have to spell it correctly, first and last name, and we'll add them up after four rounds.
All right.
You have to do one Pirate, okay, one Steeler, and okay, one Penguin, and then one at-large sports figure from history, okay?
All righty.
Do you want to go first or second?
I will go first because I feel like we are not going to get any correct.
So when as soon as somebody gets it wrong, they're done. One letter wrong, they're done. Right. Do you have a buzzer by any chance?
Yes, I do have a buzzer.
If you could find, okay, well, so you'll know obviously when I get one wrong.
Right.
When I raise my left hand like this, it means you're done, so buzz yourself out.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you going first?
Yes, I will go first. I have a really bad feeling about this. I think I might have made it too hard.
Okay.
We'll see. Joe.
Yes.
This Pirates pitcher.
Yep.
Played for the Buccos in the bullpen. He was actually a pretty good reliever on the 2015 98 win team.
You're in a lot of trouble here, big boy.
He was one of my...
Because my spelling is... I have to know how to spell these because I write about them.
This is one of my favorite random Pirates of all time.
Yes.
Joe, spell right-handed reliever Archimedes Caminero's name.
The Archimedes will be the tough part.
Do you remember Archimedes Caminero?
A-R-C-H. No.
Incorrect.
Tell me.
Archimedes Caminero is spelled A-R-Q-U-I-M-E-D.
Oh, my God.
E-S.
Forget
C-A-M-I-N-E-R-O. Archimedes Caminero.
Holy ostrich milk.
Yep.
There's no way I was getting that one. All right, I'll match your pirate with a pirate of my own.
All right.
A long ago pirate. In fact, Ron Cook may have covered this man. He may have had the only one-on-one interview with the great Burley Grimes.
Burley Grimes?
Yes. This is spellable limits.
I think it is. It's just depending on if it's a Y or an IE. We're going to find out.
This is gigantic.
Burley Grimes. B-E.
You blew it already.
Is it B-Y?
It's B-U. B-U-R-L-E-I-G-H. And then Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S.
Yeah, Burley really messed me up there.
You're up.
All right, Joe, let's go to the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
This Penguin played in the, I think late 90s and into the 2000s. He was a next generation Penguin. Joe, spell Darius Kasparaitis.
You just lost.
Because you know how to spell his last name, don't you?
D-A-R-I-U-S.
Okay.
K-A-S-P-A-R-A-I-T-I-S.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yeah, baby!
You spelled Darius Kasparaitis correctly,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, baby!
I thought that that was probably the easiest one that I had on this sheet.
You got made it. A big mistake there,
yeah,
Limits. I covered that team,
I
for God's
that.
Sakes. I was the beat writer, as they say.
It was 20 years ago, though. I wasn't sure.
All right. I'll match you with a Penguin, if you don't mind. And this one is spellable.
Okay.
I gave you a spellable one, not a ridiculous one.
Is it Phil Kessel?
No.
Okay.
This was a big trade. Didn't work out. Well, he was horrible here. But it was a big trade. At the time, people were very excited that Jim Rutherford had done this.
Oh, please.
Mr. Derek Brassard.
Oh. Derek Brassard.
Yes.
D-E-R-R-I. One R? Or no, it's D-E-R-E-K.
No, it's not.
It's not D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Stop. You're burying yourself in a bigger hole. It's D-E-R-I-C-K. B-R-A-S-S-A-R-D.
Yeah. I had too many R's.
Yes. That's another Mulsey fault, is when he makes a mistake, he wants you to know that he knows what the mistake was and that he could have corrected it, and now he will.
Well, good for Malzy. And good for me.
What do you got next?
Joe, if you get
this
one.
Are we going Steeler now?
We're going Steeler now.
All right.
Joe, if you get this one, I will concede the game to you.
Okay.
Joe, spell Chris Fuamatu Ma'afala.
Oh, boy. All right. It's C-H-R-I-S.
Uh-huh.
F. I'm sorry about this, Limits. F-U.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, F-U. I just want to repeat that.
Thank you.
A-M-A-T-U-M-A-F-A-L-A.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
F-U-A-M-A-T-U dash M-A apostrophe A-F-A-L-A.
Chris, wait, I spelled the name right.
Ma'afatu Ma'afala.
I spelled it right.
You said F-U-A-M-T. And just like in the spelling bee, if you get one letter wrong, you said T before the A.
But I corrected that.
Well, it doesn't matter. The kid tried to correct it too,
wait
but
a
he
second.
Already said it.
Wait a second.
The kid tried to correct it too,
wait
but
a
he
second.
Already said it.
Well, why didn't you give me the buzzer then? But on the end, I spelled it correctly on the last round?
You said M-A apostrophe A-F-A-L-A?
I don't know what the hell
regardless,
I said.
Regardless, you ended
this
up
is unbelievable
wrong.
That you've done this,
you
Limits.
Wrong.
All right. This man, I could spell that, by the way, if I was writing it. I think I could. This man made one of the most horrific turnovers in Steeler history this side of Rashard Mendenhall.
Oh, boy.
It happened in Denver against a late-stage Peyton Manning who faked a sack in that game, I might add. And the Steelers lose in Denver in a game they could have won.
His name Fitz Toussaint.
His name, oh, little Limits, is Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, big boy.
See, I told you, I'm terrible at spelling. Awful.
Just give me Fitzgerald, at least.
F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D.
Very good. You're halfway home.
Toussaint. T-O-U.
Oh, my God.
S.
Yes.
Toussaint. Okay. S. A-U-N-T?
No.
A-I-N-T?
Yes, but another S. Give yourself a buzzer. T-O-U-S-S-A-N-T. Toussaint.
Two S's.
I'm sorry.
I knew I wouldn't get one.
I feel horrible for you.
That's okay.
All right, give me an at-large. You can still tie this thing and send it to penalty kicks.
This is why spell check and typing on a computer has become so good for me.
You're going to lose a closer race than Nicholas Callis for the Green Tree Council, right?
I know. It'll be a 1-0 defeat because I gave you Darius Kasparaitis, so you covered.
All right.
All right, Joe. This is a...
I can't believe you did that.
Of
all the Penguins in history, you give me a guy that I wrote about daily.
I can't believe I didn't get Derek Brassard. I had
that's
two
a hard,
R's.
No, that's a hard one.
No.
Both names are hard. Derek and Brassard.
Brassard
it's not a normal...
Hard, but Derek...
Yes, it is.
Derek is spelled different ways. Derek Shelton is D-E-R-E-K. Derek Brassard is one R.
I know, Mulsey. Let's move on.
I know
on.
Other Jareds or Dareds or whatever.
Yep.
Jared is where I'm going with the next one. In 2013, this catcher played for the Red Sox. His name is Jared Saltalamacchia. Can you spell Jared Saltalamacchia's name?
Probably not. J-A-R-E-D?
Nope.
Oh, for God's sake.
J-A-R-R-O-D.
That's ridiculous.
That's how I spelled Jared.
All right. You think you got me on that
can
one?
Can you spell Saltalamacchia? Can you want to try?
S-A-L-T-A Saltalamacchia. L-A-M-A-C-H-I-A.
Oh, very close. There are two C's.
Okay.
Very close.
You think you got me there. My at-large sports figure is TJ Who's Your Mama.
Oh,
TJ
no.
Hushmanzada.
Not a chance.
Go Limits. You're going to spell TJ, right?
TJ. Are there periods in between? Are we counting
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm not counting punctuation. Very good so far.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hushmanzada.
Yep.
H-O-U.
So far, so good.
Z.
No. H-O-U-S-H-S-H-M-A-N-D-Z-A-D-E-H. Do you think that kid for the Scripps who won the Scripps could spell that?
Probably.
He would sound it out and somehow spell it. I'll give you a bonus and a chance to get back in the game. You ready for this, Limits?
All right, sounds good.
Another guy I covered on the 90s Penguins, he was Jaromir Jagr's line mate, and he was a guy that Jagr once berated during a practice in Boston. I wrote about it. Jagr confronted me in Toronto on the next road trip in the hallway of a hotel and said, "Did you write about me yelling at Yanni?" I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "You shouldn't have wrote that. They're crucifying me back in Czech. They're saying that I hit the players." I said, "What? I certainly didn't report that you hit anybody. Maybe they're embellishing, but I was at the practice and saw you berating the guy, so I wrote about it." Anyway, that's beside the point. Jan Herdina.
Jan Herdina.
Mm-hmm.
J-A-N.
So far, so good.
Herdina. H-E-R-D-I-N-A.
You missed it by a blank in letter Limits. There's no vowel. It's H-R-D-I-N-A. I'll give you another one. This is like horse. I'll give you. This is like horse. You get two shots to get back in the game. Would you prefer, I'll give you two Pirates, and this will be your
chance.
Can
you give me Bryce Wilson?
Chris Jakubauskas?
No.
Or Yoshi?
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Yes.
Oh, I might
you
be
got
able
it?
To do
Let's
Yoshi
do
Tsutsugo.
It. Take it.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Okay.
Y-O-S-H-I.
You're right again, big boy. If
okay.
only this were a first name competition.
I know, I'd be doing well. Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Right. Tsutsugio.
T?
Yes.
S?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm gonna act like I'm writing it up on the table right
now. I don't
think
you're allowed to do that, Limits. You're disqualified.
T-S-T?
No.
S-U-G-O?
No. T-S-U-T-S-U-G-O. I'll give you one more.
Did I put too many T's in there?
I'll give you one more just to see if you can spell one right. And believe me, this is tough.
This is...
Pokey Reese.
P-O-K-I-E?
Limits! Limits! It's P-O-K... It's P-O-K-E-Y. Reese! Pokey Reese! For God's sakes! Do you want to take Chris Jakubauskas just for the hell of it and see if you can get back in the ballgame?
No, I don't.
What did you have as your extra inning plays for me?
Andrew Filippone.
That's a great one, actually.
Can you spell Pony's last name?
I don't think I can.
I want to see you try.
A-N-D-R-E-W.
Yep.
F, oh my God. F-I-L. See, this is it like Philip Rivers with one L, or does he go with the twos? I mean, come on. We've known him as Pony his whole life.
Right. But what's his name?
F.
Well, you call me Limits. Can you spell my last name?
Yeah. B-E-C-H-T-O-L-D.
Very good.
I mean, the only question here is, does Philip Pony take one L? He takes a lot of them, actually. But one L or two?
Whoa! Shots fired at Pony!
Let me see here. It's two. It's F-I-L-L-I-P-O-N-Y. What?
There are two P's in Andrew Filippone's last name.
Why?
You ask him. I don't know.
And spell his name
ask
for me.
Ask his grandfather. Ask his grandmother. Ask his...
Spell it.
Ask his great-great-grandmother. Andrew Filippone. A-N-D-R-E-W-F-I-L-L-I-P-P-O-N-I.
I never knew. Honest to God, I never knew. What
15
else?
15 years. And
I want another one. I want to keep going. It feels like nobody is listening, which might be the case by this point.
Probably
but
not.
Once
They've
I get into
it, off.
This is like Trivial Pursuit. I just want to keep going.
Can you spell Yancey Thigpen?
Yes. Y A Limitsnceytigpen.
Very good.
Thank you, Limits.
Wonderful job.
And I want one more just because I'm an addict.
Can you spell Walter Abercrombie?
Yeah. WalterAbercrombie. I'm doing rather well, Limits, aren't I?
Very well.
Nice game.
Texture, this might be the worst radio in fan history. Showing how idiotic Limits is not being able to spell. Thank you, spell check. Thank you, Google Docs, when I type in those.
Obviously, he didn't hear the first segment of the show, did he?
No.
I thought that was fun, Limits. I don't care what anyone else thinks. And I picture people in their homes and cars all over Western Pennsylvania trying to spell these names. I think it did big ratings.
One texter says, Joe, can you spell the NBA player Luke Richard Mbamute?
No. That's the end of the game, Limits. Who's next?
Texter, I'll bet Limits can't spell Ke'Bryan Hayes. Or that he can spell Ke'Bryan Hayes. I read it wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.